This is the Joey Salazar Leadership Podcast.
Well, hello and welcome to the Joey Salazar Leadership Podcast. This is your friend, Joey Salazar. And as always, it's a privilege to be able to connect with you through all these different episodes. Whether it's your first time here with us or you've been with us for a while, thank you so much for tuning in today. We launched this podcast to be a resource and add value to your life. And so again, it really just means a lot that you would be with us here right now. And I want to give a quick shout out to all those who have subscribed, those who are faithfully listening, those who are sharing these episodes on social media and through text as well. That really does mean a lot. And specifically, we received a message, a review from Pablo from Tampa, who said, "I don't miss one episode. They're all so good." And thanks, Pablo, for that encouragement. That really does really just bless our lives. But hey, if any time you want to reach out to me, you have a suggestion for a podcast, you have a leadership question, or you just want to say what's up, all you got to do is send me a message at joey@journeyorl.com. Again, that's joey@journeyorl.com, and I'd love to hear from you. Well, hey, today I'm really excited, really pumped to be able to share this conversation that I had with a mentor of mine. Pastor Jeffrey Portman is the CMN, which stands for Church Multiplication Network Director. And this particular organization helps launch churches and start campuses all over the U.S. And I'm just really excited because he just came out with a new resource. And it's called Delayed Destiny. And I just really think that you and I, we're going to leave very encouraged after this conversation and with a new perspective. I don't know about you, but I'm not a big fan of waiting. But the way Pastor Jeffrey talks about it in his book and in our conversation, I believe you're going to be able to see waiting and delays a little bit differently. And so I'm really excited, again, to share this with you. I'm going to encourage you to write, get something to write with, take some notes down, and then share it with somebody after the episode. But hey, nonetheless, thanks for tuning in. We're going to go into this conversation, and we'll catch you on the future one. Have a good one, everybody.
Well, hey, Pastor Jeffrey, how are you today?
I'm doing great, my friend. How are you, Pastor Joey?
I am doing really, really good. Thank you so much for making some time to connect with us today.
And it is great to be back with you. I love what you're doing.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you said it right there, back, because I wanted to let you know and also let our listeners know today that we're actually making history, because you probably don't know this, but you are my first guest that actually makes a second appearance.
Oh, my word. I feel honored.
Thank you. That is a big deal. And you can add it to your resume if you like. So
it'll be in my bio when we're done.
Very cool. But no, nonetheless, it's always a pleasure to hang out with you and learn from you, whether it's at an event or whether you're visiting our church here in Orlando. Thank you so much for just your leadership and your impact. For those who haven't had a chance to meet you yet, would you mind just sharing a little bit about yourself and all that, what you do?
Yeah, man, my privilege, Joey. So my name is Jeffrey Portman, happily married to the love of my life, Joanne Portman. We are 29 years. We served as district youth directors for 10 years in the Northwest. So Washington, North Idaho, Seattle area, and church planning directors for 2 years. And then we got bit by the church planning bug, and we planted a multi-site church. We didn't start multi-site. We started with one campus, but we grew to 5 campuses in 5 years. Wow. Across the Puget Sound. And it was just an incredible, and it still is, God's writing a beautiful story. The church is called New Hope. And Pastor Rodney and Kate Wardwell are the lead pastors there now. They're crushing it. But we went from there to this invitation to serve as directors for the Church Multiplication Network. I'm rocking the gear today. And nice. We have plant churches around the world, but our focus is really United States. And our vision is this: it's a healthy church in every community that's marked by two things, spiritual and numerical growth. And we say whether it's rural, urban, suburban, or anything in between. And since 2008, this is really beautiful. And we've been a small part of this, but we've got to see almost 4,800 churches planted.
Wow.
In the United States. And so we're part of something epic in the assemblies of God, and really, more importantly, in the kingdom of God.
That's so cool. Our home church, Journey Church, is a product as well of you all support our future Next Campus in East Orlando. You guys are also partnering with us. So super grateful for you all's involvement. One of the reasons why I love Church Multiplication Network and yourself is because you guys are always investing and leading and teaching others. I'm a huge fan of your podcast, whether I'm watching or listening to it and just connecting with other leaders. Anytime you guys promote a book or talk about interview an author, I'm always writing down the titles and getting those myself. And what's really cool is that I've been able to learn from you, whether you're preaching or teaching it or speaking at an event. But here pretty soon, you're actually also going to be releasing your very first book. And I am just super proud of you for doing that. I can't wait to get my hands on it. And so the book title is called Delayed Destiny.
Yeah. And who hasn't had one of those?
Right? I think this is such a timely book. I think it's going to impact so many people. And I just can't wait to get my hands on it. But we wanted to set this call up today to be able to dive in a little bit into the behind the scenes and just kind of hear the story behind it. And so Delayed Destiny, what's the origin story of that? Where did that come from? What happened?
Yeah, even the language of Delayed Destiny came out of, I was a youth pastor at New Life Renton outside of Seattle. And, you know, we had hundreds of teenagers and young adults that we were trying to help wrestle through and figure out what does it look like to be a disciple of Christ. And all of us then, just like now, wanted everything to be fast. Fitness, finances, our love life, our relationship with Jesus. And we just began to remind them, and we actually was birthed out of a sermon series, through the life of the person Joseph in Genesis, starts in 37 through chapter 50, and that we all have delayed destinies, and that there's something epic that God's doing in our lives, but there's a process, and that process looks like delay, but it's God's a God of process.
That's so good. Oftentimes, I can imagine, I've heard authors say, you know, you write, you produce from your own life, from experiences, and How has delayed destiny shown up in your personal life?
Well, I think first of all, just in my relationship with Christ, he's so gracious every time, right? I feel like sometimes I might have deleted, or maybe I feel like I forfeited God's favor, but I was never that bad and I was never that good to start with, right? So he meets us at our brokenness and makes something beautiful. So I've been in this delayed destiny of God shaping me and forming me into the character of Christ more and more. But it's a process. There's a delay to it. And I think as it relates to leadership in ministry, pastoring, and caring for people, people like myself, we just grow so slowly, right? I told a story. I was preaching at North Point, our home church, this 2 weekends ago. And I told a story about our youngest son, Josiah, who's now 6'4". Okay. So I'm the little guy at the house at 6'2". He's 6'4". So I'm Norwegian. Wow. My wife's Samoan. So our kids had no shot to be small, right? but Josiah was in elementary school. I went into his room and he's moaning. He's like calling for mom. He finds out mom's not there. So he pivots, dad. So I go in and sit on his bed and say, what's up, bud? And I knew what he didn't. And that was that he was having growth pains. And I asked him, do you want to be 5 feet? Yeah. You want to be 6 feet? Yeah. You want to be 7? Not really. Okay. We'll just go to 6. But I told him, in order to get taller, in order to grow, you have to have these growth pains. And I think that whether it's parenting or pastoring, or whether it's just, you know, being the person I want to be, there's a delay, there's a process. And, you know, with God, nothing's wasted, even our waiting.
That's so good. I think of the word delay, obviously the opposite would be right now. And I've heard it said before, if God answered all your prayers right now, first of all, like, you wouldn't be able to handle it.
Right.
Two, like, you wouldn't know what to do with it.
Right.
And then three, very possible, if he gave you everything you wanted, you probably stop seeking him in the next place, right?
Right.
And so why do you think is it human nature? Is it our hearts? Why do we want things right now? Why do we have such a hard time planning for the future or pushing things off for later, you think?
Well, I think we're not alone. And one of the just ideas of the book is that if you feel like you should be further along than you are right now, you're not alone. Right. And that just makes you normal. Like, think about Adam and Eve. They had one thing they couldn't do, but they're like, yeah, we just have to do that. And God had more for them than they even knew, but they kind of chose their own path. Right. So I don't think it's unique to any person to want things to be faster. I get frustrated in traffic. I get frustrated at the grocery store when I get in the long line. I get tired of standing at the microwave. And that's like a miraculous chemical reaction and stuff. I don't even know how to articulate it, but we just want stuff fast. And so I think we can all relate to the fact that some of the things that we hope happen or pray would happen that don't as fast. We kind of, I say that we, in those times we wonder and then we wander. And I think the problem is, instead of in our wonder looking to God, man, so often we peel out and we think, okay, one of three things: either God's out there somewhere far off, uninterested, or number two, I forfeited his favor, or number three, if anything's going to happen, I better take life by the horns and make it happen. Well, all those are, but it's our human nature. So that delay of a destiny is really a chance to be developed.
That's so good. Now, you shared with me a little bit that the book is actually separated into a couple of sections.
Yeah.
One of them is hinder. The second is help. Yeah. And can you help just elaborate on that? Just not, don't share all of it necessarily, but just a couple of points from each section.
Yeah. So the book's in two phases. Like you said, the first five chapters are what hinder our development. And it's not an exhaustive list, right? It's only five things, but it's things we all relate to. And like one of them, for example, is defensiveness. So what will hinder our development as husband and wife, friend, follower of Jesus, teammate, boss, employee, is defensiveness. And I tell a story of a really painful time where my pastor sat me down and it was a really, he said, I have six things for you. And the first one is you're defensive. Like, how do you respond to that, Joey? Like, there's no way to respond that doesn't sound defensive, right?
Yeah.
I look at the life of Joseph in how he could have been defensive about decisions he made or others made and some of the growth pains he was having, but he didn't. And too often, I think we think that we are, I'll say it this way. Sometimes we become too mature for mentors. Like Samson. And I think Joseph as a young man was too mature for mentors. And then he got defensive about his decisions and things he said, and man, who hasn't? So one of my wife and I's jokes is I'm not defensive. And I say it with a defensive tone. Right. Mm. So, but that's one of the things that hinders. And then the second half of the book is what develops. So what helps, right? And one of those would be discovery. Another one's discernment. And discernment, I think, is that small thing that makes a big difference. And it's different than self-awareness. Discernment is God awareness versus self-awareness. And,
that's so
and
good.
Discernment is me having that sensitivity to the promptings and the voice of God, the person of the Holy Spirit who counsels and comforts and corrects, right? So what happens is something shifts when I go from being irritated at the delay to anticipating the development. I just approach everything different. And so that's the pivot between the what hinders and what helps.
That is so good. If we can take a moment, just kind of go back to defensiveness. Yeah. When you said the phrase too mature for mentors, man, that, I don't know, for me, that the quality that came to mind was we're not teachable anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Or we feel like we've arrived or feel like we, like we know it all.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember being a youth pastor or rather being a youth evangelist and speaking on youth pastoring. And the craziest thing is I hadn't even been a youth pastor. I was speaking and giving everybody advice on something I had no idea what I was doing. I felt when I became a youth pastor, eventually I felt like calling everybody back and like apologizing.
Yes. So my wife and I were just talking about something similar, Joey. When we were youth pastors, we were coaching parents on parenting, but we hadn't even been a parent. Like, we don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. I read all the youth ministry books. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great model of when people say, what are you talking about? We can become defensive. And yeah, that's so funny.
Exactly. And then discernment. I love, you talked about God awareness, and I feel like we need that. And I feel like God also puts people in our lives. And I think as we pursue him, we continue to stay sensitive to his leading. Yeah. And these are just some tools that will help us arrive to the destiny that God has called us to do.
One real quick thing about discernment. Discernment can feel, another one of the words is dependence, and those are really connected. And dependence, like discernment, can feel like weakness, but it's actually wisdom.
Wow.
So when I have the discernment to recognize I'm dependent on others, including God, something in me is like, I can do this. I'm going to pull myself up by my bootstraps. But really, dependence is just saying, God, I don't got this without you. And you put this group of people in my life. You put friends and mentors and pastors and coaches and parents and all these voices that spouses, right? That are strategically positioned to be a voice in our development. And that's where discernment helps me go, man, maybe you have something to share that I only know what I know, but I want to hear what you know. And I get to learn some stuff from you when you talk. And that reiterates my dependence as well.
That's so good. That's so good. I think I think it's easy when you have nothing, when we have nothing and we're starting off, it's easy to depend, in my opinion, it's easier to depend on God. But the moment that we start reaching success or the moment we start experiencing wins, it could be so tempting at times for us to start trusting even our strategies, right? Or even just our wins and things like that, where at the end of the day, if we're going to be effective leaders, we need to be spirit-led leaders, and that requires dependency.
That's so good. And so one of the things when I talk with pastors and coach leaders, I remind them the best leaders ask good questions. They don't always have the best answers.
Wow.
And if you're not careful, what happens is when we've had some success or a position or a platform, we can walk into the room, instead of asking questions or discerning the room, we come in with just answers. And I think that's a rough way to live, because pretty soon all you hear is your own voice.
That's so good. I really believe this book is going to be such a blessing. It's already blessing my life, Delayed Destiny. But I'm curious, what would you say to somebody who's listening right now who feels like they're in that season where maybe they feel like, man, I thought I'd be further along, or I thought I would have had this by now.
Yeah.
What would you say to encourage them? And then we'll say a prayer for them. But what would you say to encourage a leader right now?
Well, that's a good question, Pastor Joey. So let me frame it this way. I don't know if anyone listening, I know you have, but have ever got onto a plane and either you're going on a vacation or a work trip. And so you go from point A, and your goal is to get to point B as quickly as possible. But as you're approaching point B, the tower comes on and tells the captain, hey, we need you to go into a holding pattern. Right. Mm. And so anyone who's ever been in a holding pattern, they're like, man, I didn't get on the plane to go into a holding pattern. I got on the plane to get to my destination. Right.
Yeah.
But here's what's interesting. The tower and the pilot know what the passengers don't. First of all, in your delay right now, if you're in a holding pattern, relationally, physically, spiritually, in your work, know this, couple things. First of all, the tower knows what the passengers don't. Okay. And I'll say it this way. The pilot and the tower know that you have enough fuel to stay aloft. So you think, I can't keep going. Yeah, you can. You got enough fuel in the tank. The tower and the pilot know it's not safe to land yet. And there's some things that have to happen on the ground. There's some movements and shifts and change that have to happen at your destination in order for you to get there without hurting yourself and others. And the last thing is this, is that if you were to rush it, it doesn't just impact you, it'll impact other people. So that person that's listening, and we've all been there and we'll all be there, that are in a delay, know this, God has not forgotten about you. And this is a key point throughout the book. Slow motion is still motion. And we want fast motion. We want immediate. We want like instant gratification. I want exponential everything, right? But slow motion is still motion. And most of the development that God does in us is incremental. So hang in there.
That is so good. The Bible verse reference slips my mind, but there's a verse that I recently read in my devotion that said, little by little, God moved little by little, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, we want everything so fast. And like you said, in big steps and from one day to the next, but it's there's purpose behind that. That delay. Yeah, that's just so good.
Attach a couple key verses to this. I think that's so important. Paul writes to the church in Philippi and he says, Philippians 1:6, he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. Then you jump over to Galatians 6:9. It says, do not become weary in doing good, for at the proper season, you'll reap a harvest if you do not give up.
Yes.
Hebrews 12:11, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. But the person who listens and learns from it experiences grace and righteousness. I mean, there's just these promise after promise after promise. At the end of the book, I do what I call a deep dive. And there's three questions at the end of every chapter to kind of think through. I also have a workbook that I wrote that will be available as well. But at the very end of the book, there's about 80 verses that are deep dives to this very topic.
That is so good. Pastor Jeffrey, thank you so much for sharing this and sharing your heart. Would you be kind enough to say a prayer for, again, those who maybe find themselves in that season of delay, that God would help us in those moments?
God, we just, first of all, come before you humbly, and we just say, we look to you. You're our source. In fact, we say, Jesus, you're not our last hope. You're our only hope. Mm-hmm. And so I pray and I speak to that person that is in that holding pattern, a season of discouragement or frustration or waiting. God, we thank you that you're the God of the still and the speedy, that you don't forget about us, and that even in our waiting, God, you're still watching and you care. And I just pray peace over them. And Lord, that promise that you who started a good work in us will be faithful to complete it. God, we hold tightly to that. And I pray for those that have been encouraged, that we'd be reminded we can be a voice of encouragement to others. And I pray a blessing over Joey and his family with this incredible podcast, and God, the ministry that they lead and serve at. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey.
Well, the book is available for pre-sale already. Yep. Can you tell us where we can find it?
Yeah. Well, Amazon.com. Just type in Delayed Destiny. And you can do your pre-order. It's supposed to roll out in mid-January. We'll do a bunch of stuff online, but we pray it would be a gift and a resource to not just pastors, but to all people.
Absolutely. Well, Pastor Jeffrey, thank you so much once again for being with us. And for all those who tuned in today, thank you so much. Make sure to look up this book and get a copy of it. And we'll catch you on a future episode. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in. For more information and additional resources, check out joeysalazar.org and follow him on Instagram at joeysalazar. Please feel free to rate, review, share, and subscribe. Once again, thank you so much for joining the Joey Salazar Leadership Podcast.